Hi, and welcome back to The Female Ramble, a podcast centered on simplifying social issues. I'm your host, Fayana Conway, and today we're going to be going into the real history behind Thanksgiving and genocide. But before I get into today's episode, I wanted to mention, or I wanted to debrief with you guys, that I know that I haven't posted in a little bit, and I wanted to let you guys know that I've had to prioritize some personal things in my life, but I am back now, and I'm very excited to continue producing these types of episodes for you guys, and really, I'm excited to create content again. So let's get into the episode. So I've divided this episode into really three segments. One segment, I'm going to be talking about the real history behind Thanksgiving. And the second segment, I'm going to be talking about the current genocide that's being broadcasted, which is the Israeli and Palestinian conflict. And for our third segment, I'm going to be going into a lesser known genocide occurring in China right now. Okay, so before we get into these topics, we really need to establish what genocide is. Genocide, according to the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, is an internationally recognized crime where acts are committed with the intent to destroy a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. These acts can be the following: killing members of the group, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of said group, intentionally preventing births to happen in the group, so like sterilizing women or like not allowing women to give birth, and forcibly transferring children from these groups to another people or to a whole area that they're not used to being in. This definition is going to help us a lot today when we go into the different conflicts. Okay, so beginning with segment one, the real history behind Thanksgiving. So I'm going to be real here. My elementary or even in my middle school, they never really taught me the real history behind the Native Americans in the Americas or what really went down during Thanksgiving in the 1620s. You know, I was taught the history that these pilgrims and the Native Americans, they sort of met, they mingled, they helped each other out. And then in celebration of this union, this sort of friendship between the both, they had this wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. But there's a whole history that a lot of people still don't talk about today, or it's still stigmatized in conversations. So the real story behind what went down during the 1600s between the Pilgrims and the Native Americans is that when the First Nation, or the Wampanoag tribe, helped out the Pilgrims, these Pilgrims in return were extremely greedy, and they slaughtered the homes of the different tribes, and they actively killed and cleansed out the Native Americans so as to take their land and make it their own. Now, this is a shortened version of the story because I do want to get into the effects of this, but I highly suggest that you listen to the full story if you have the time. Now, what was and still is the consequence of this massacre that happened in the 1600s? So what happens now is that the Native Americans, they're seen as lesser than, because that's essentially what happened. The Pilgrims came to the Americas, and they didn't agree with the traditions and the cultural practices that the Native Americans had. So they were seen as lesser than, somewhat as even they were called savages, animals. And what would occur is that they would face not only immense discrimination, and as I mentioned with the with the cleansing of and the killing off all of any tribes that they would come across, they would also send Native Americans to boarding schools. Now, this isn't the typical boarding schools that we know today. Like, if your mom gets angry at you and she sends you to, I don't know, like some boarding school because she wants you to fix up that attitude or whatever. But these Native American boarding schools would happen during the 17th century until the 20th century. So essentially, what these Native American boarding schools were is that these government institutions would take Native American children, if not voluntarily, forcibly from their families, and they sent them to schools, to these boarding schools, that oftentimes was not to for education purposes. It was more of an assimilation, of making them assimilate to the American culture and sort of become civilized. So they would have to sort of reject their own culture, even their own native languages. And if they didn't do this, they would experience severe abuse if it was not physical, sexual, starvation, for something as simple as speaking in their native languages. And one thing that I found from the Native American boarding schools is that their policy could be summarized in one line, which is, kill the Indian, save the man. I'm just gonna let that sink in, because it's a really dehumanizing policy. And I don't even have words, because it's a cultural genocide. That's what the Native American boarding schools was. And essentially what occurred during the 1600s. So that's the real history behind Thanksgiving. And to many Native Americans today, rather than a celebration, Thanksgiving is recognized as the National Day of Mourning. So this is where they sort of mourn on their ancestors and the massacre that occurred 300 years ago. And with all of this traumatic history behind Thanksgiving and what it means to Native Americans, my question is it still appropriate that we celebrate it today? Now, though you could argue that a lot of families and most families have strayed away from the traumatic history that is Thanksgiving, and we've sort of created this newfound meaning of what Thanksgiving is, with like joining with our family, finding time to truly find what we are thankful for and even give back. But we should be asking that question, like, is it still appropriate that we celebrate it today? Or is it enough to just know the traumatic history behind it and honor it? Okay, so that's the end of segment one on the Native American history and the real traumatic history behind Thanksgiving. So I've divided this episode so that next Sunday I'll be releasing the Palestinian and Israeli crisis segment, and then the Sunday following that I'm going to be discussing the genocide that is occurring in China. The reason for this is that I know that this is a very heavy topic and I don't want to overwhelm you guys, and I really want to synthesize what's really happening so that it's understandable for everyone. I also want you guys to start a discussion down below in the Spotify question box, or if you're listening on a different platform, I'll be leaving a question box open on the podcast Instagram for the next 24 hours so that you guys can leave your thoughts on Thanksgiving, if you still think it's appropriate to celebrate, or if it's not appropriate at all. Don't forget to tune in next week to learn about the Israeli-Palestinian crisis and why it should be considered as a genocide. Thank you for listening. That's my take on Thanksgiving and genocide. I'm your host, Fabiana Conway, and this is the Female Ramble.